హరే కృష్ణ. నమో ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రిష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే జయపతాక స్వామిన్ ఇది నామినే. నమో ఆచార్య పాదాయ నితాయి కృపాపదాయినే గౌరకథాధామదాయ నగర గ్రామధారినే. హరే కృష్ణ. డియర్ గురు మహారాజ్, ఆన్ దిస్ ఆస్పిషియస్ ఒకేషన్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ హోలీ అపీరెన్స్ డే, I'm drenched in your grace and my heart is full of gratitude. I just have one word to say to you, Guru Maharaj. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being in our lives. On this occasion, I'm reminded of a story which I had heard in my childhood of 10 friends. These 10 friends once decided to go on a pilgrimage. So as they were traveling and going down south to the temple town of Sri Rangam, they were caught off guard by thunderstorm and lightning. So as they were passing the dense forest in the middle of the night, they decided to take shelter of an abandoned hut in the forest. So they thought they were safe, but to their horror and surprise, they saw that the lightning was striking very close to the hut. So wise as they were all discussing honestly, looks like somebody's death is near, and for that one person, the rest of us will have to die. So let's do something about it. So they decided to do an exercise. There was a big banyan tree 100 yards away from the hut. So they decided that each individual will go touch the tree and come back. And if he is destined to die, the lightning will fall on him. So one by one, they started going out, touching the tree and coming back. The first person went, the second person, and the third and the fourth, and they were safely coming back. When it was a time for the ninth person to go, he was really terrified because just two more to go. But however, he also came back safely. So now the tenth person knew it was him. So he didn't want to go. He had to be literally dragged and pushed out of the hut. So finally, trembling in fear, he just went very slowly, walking towards the tree. And finally, he touched the tree. And when he was just about to come back, the lightning fell on the hut and all the nine died. So we understand by this that it was his good fortune which was keeping all the others alive. The moment he was away from the hut, they all died. Many times in groups and community and organization, it's the hard work and integrity and sincerity and purity of one individual that is sustaining the whole organization. And in our lives, that one individual is you, Guru Maharaj, who is keeping our Krishna consciousness alive. Yeah, we're doing our sadhana and chanting and hearing and reading, but it's all outside makeup. What is actually keeping us alive in Krishna consciousness, what is actually keeping us alive in our spiritual life is your constant and continuous prayers that you do on our behalf to Radha Madhav to keep us spiritually, physically, mentally healthy. Thank you so much, Guru Maharaj, for being in our lives. Guru Maharaj, I'm a toddler in spiritual life. Just like a toddler needs constant attention and care of the mother to feel safe and grow well, I need your constant guidance and your inspiration and your blessings on this very auspicious occasion of your Vyasa Puja. I beg at your lotus feet to keep me, my husband, and the devotees of ISKCON Vishakhapatnam always under your guidance, in your prayers, under your shelter and care. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.